everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Teacher Tweaks and Tips. This is Simona Watts-Lacoste, and this episode is not necessarily what I would call a tweak or a tip. Maybe it is a tip. Maybe it does fall under that category. And it's just primarily I wanted to talk with you about some observations that I have as a result of, what is it now, 2 whole weeks back from Christmas break, winter break, and 2 whole weeks of online teaching. And some things that I have seen that I have observed is that there are some challenges that you can try to anticipate as much as you possibly can, but there will always be some type of challenge, be it a technological challenge, a social challenge, challenges with parents, challenges with students who, for whatever reason, have not truly bought into the concept that this is our normal for now. This is what we have. This is our delivery. This is school. And it is online. It is a lot of them having to be very, not just proactive, but they have to be independent in making sure that they go to your Google Classroom. They check to see what it is that they need to do, that they stay on top of their assignments and on top of any communication that you are having with them or trying to have, that they're checking their emails. They are answering their Kinvolve. They're doing all the things that they can do on their end. For whatever reason, students are struggling with understanding that what is going on now, the assignments that are being given, the work that's being graded or recorded, the feedback that they're being given, that it all counts and it is going to contribute to their grade. At the end of the grading period, at the end of the semester, for the end of the year, they are struggling with that. And the struggle is evident in, and it could be just something that I'm seeing on my end, but I feel like just based off of some of the learning communities that I'm a part of and what I'm hearing from other colleagues, that students are not turning in their work. The work that they can turn in that is to be graded, they're not submitting it. Even those things that they know is not going to be graded per se in a form of a numerical score that will be recorded in iCampus or any type of grading platform, they're just not doing the work. They're not doing it. And I remember back in the spring that students at the end, we basically just kind of, and when I say we, I know in my system and several systems surrounding mine, children were just given grades and they were passed because when students were sent home, when the shutdown happened, we didn't have anything in place. We didn't have anything to go to. There was no plan for what to do when we have to all go home. And we pulled Edgenuity, and I think some other places pulled some other things like GradPoint to use with their students. And we were told, a lot of us were told, that we couldn't really hold them accountable for the work. We just had to basically just kind of, I guess, what's the term I'm looking for, to validate our positions as teachers, because there was a lot of mumbling, a lot of muttering and this and that and negativity. that teachers were not teaching, that we weren't working, and that they being parents, were forced to make arrangements to be home to teach when the teacher was just basically living their life, you know, of being at home, and it wasn't the case. So when school started, most of us started with a plan for face-to-face, a plan for when students had to be out because they were exposed to COVID or they were COVID positive. We had a plan. Many places had plans just not to even have school. School was delayed for several weeks, or they just didn't. They just never went back to a face-to-face model. And so those of us who weren't in the position to have a complete online model from the start are kind of in our infancy with trying to figure this out, and we are experiencing the challenges that I feel that those who did start the year with online delivery, I feel that they are still experiencing in some form or fashion the same challenges that those of us who are new to this, just full online delivery, are experiencing. So challenges, so many challenges. Google Meet challenges, internet challenges. Technology is a wonderful thing when it works, and it is the dickens when it does not. And every day of the 2 weeks that I've been doing this, there has been some type of technological problem, either on my end or with my students, with their devices. Even the devices that they checked out from the school, our tech department has been bombarded with calls and emails with the products that we're using just not working consistently. Challenges with parents who have just, you know, they assume that their child is going to be independent and do the things that they need to do at home, and they are not. They are needing supervision, and it's challenging for them because they can't be there. They have to go to work. They have other places that they have to be during the time when their children are supposed to get up and be ready and have the computer on and ready to meet with their teacher. It's just really hard, and I can see that. I have two children myself. I'm blessed that my children are they're in college, and I can just hope and pray that they are doing what they are supposed to do. I cannot imagine if they were here in school. Not in college, but here at home, going to high school or elementary, middle school, I could not imagine having to teach and also make sure that they stay on top of things as well. Because like so many households, there is a limited number of devices that you can use. And then there's some households, they have just, what is it? They have data that they're using on their phones. So it's very challenging. And then the more children that you have that are school age, the more people that you have using the internet, which in itself is another challenge. Now, one thing that I did experience, and I was kind of upset. I got upset a couple of times. Once when I turned on my computer. Now, granted, I'm not at home teaching virtually. Our system has, of course, all the children are home, but we report to the site. So I am in my environment. I'm in my classroom and I'm teaching, and I have all of my materials there at my fingertips. But one morning I came in and my computer wouldn't come on at all. It just kept going on and off, just back and forth. So I had a Google Meet set for my first class at 9 a.m. And at 8:50, the tech was still working on trying to figure out why my computer was not coming on. At 9:05, I get in, I'm up, but as far as turning on everything, there are some things that I can set, like for their class, just, you know, to show up in there, for their lessons, show up in their Google Classroom. I have those things scheduled, but there are other things that I have to pull up, like I need my tabs pulled up. I have to, you know, go ahead and start the Google Meet so that they're not sitting in there by themselves. I need to do certain things so that things can just roll and I can share my screen and, you know, do all the things that I need to do to prepare. So it put me at a bit of a disadvantage. That was one day. Another day, they had a quiz that was set. I had it scheduled to roll out through Google Classroom at a certain time. I had it set up using Illuminate, which is our testing system that we use for our common assessments across our departments. And I had it set to open and close at a certain time. And it didn't do that. And it was primarily, it was just human error. It was just me. So I had to cancel one class, the first class, because it saved as it was for the other classes. But I had to close the first class and then just manually set it up and have it ready to go. So it didn't start at the time it was supposed to start. It started actually exactly 5 minutes after the time that I had preached the days before of when it was going to start. So that was one issue. And then that just started this domino effect. When it didn't open, or if it was not there at the time that I said, then students just kind of wrote it off as that it wasn't going to happen. So I ended up, and it was just me doing this to myself, and I don't encourage anyone to do this, but if you can do it, try, but if not, don't, because it can be a bit of a headache if you can't do it rapidly. And what I ended up doing was calling. I ended up physically calling. First, I had to go through, check to see who actually was on taking the assessment. So I live proctor. Then I check off who is in using my assignment tracker that I have set up. And then I see who is not in. And then I start making calls. So then I have to go into iCampus and pull up phone numbers. Making calls to parents or sending text messages, letting them know that the quiz is going on now. It closes at X, Y, and Z minutes, or in that amount of time. And then I come across one parent whose child has a 504. He is on the spectrum. And, you know, typically your 504s, they have, you know, standard extra time. They may have some other things included, making sure that instructions are very exact and very specific. And I've spoken in another podcast, a previous one, about making sure that your instructions are multimodal. And I'm a strong advocate of practicing what I preach, and I was taking a multimodal approach to my instructions, not just for my 504s, but for everyone, for all of my students, because I feel like those strategies that 504 students receive, I sincerely believe that they work for every student, really and truly. And so if you can do it for one, why not do it for the others? So the comment from the parent was that I didn't specifically have it written out the time that the assessment was going to open and when it was going to close. Now, granted, I verbalized it in a recorded lesson. It was also recorded again in our Google Meets, because I record those and then I repost those in Google Classroom. It was written in a slide of the lesson, and I sent Kinvolv messages, which, if you're familiar with Kinvolv, they send text messages to whoever's phone number is on file. So all of my parents' cell phone numbers are on file, so all of them get the text. And you can also have it so that students, their cell phone numbers can also receive text messages. Now, I don't know what their cell phone numbers are. That is collected as a system, and then it's pushed out as a system into the platform. So in all of those, but I did not physically, specifically write out the individual times for each block on my lesson, because I'm using the same lesson for all of my students. The variation takes place in the Google Meet. That's where the variation takes place. The variation also takes place in the Kinvolv messages. It takes place in the emails that I send through Google Classroom. But her issue was that I did not specifically write it out. Now, here's something else that she also took issue with. My Google Meets are not scheduled routinely. Like, routinely we have them, but it's not every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I don't have my Google Meets set up that way, just because I'm just not that type of teacher. My style is basically trying to help children be more independent and doing the things that they need to do to make sure that they stay in the loop. My consistency is that I will send emails, I send Kinvolv, I post it on the stream. You just have to go look and see. Go and check. And just be more proactive. Be the student who doesn't have to be told every single little bitty thing individually. Okay? Because that's not how the world works. It doesn't work that way. And that's the strategy that I employ with my high school students. Now, if my students were younger, elementary age, even middle school, I would take a different approach. But at a high school level, they have to be more independent. And the further they progress in their high school careers, the more independence they're going to have to employ, because the less support they're going to receive from their high school teacher. It's just the way that it is. And I'm a high school teacher, and I'm not saying this to say that we do not care or we are not trying to be accessible to our students. We are accessible to our students, but our accessibility is catered more so for the age. It's age appropriate, if that makes sense. So she got upset, and I can feel myself getting upset, because not only do I do all of those things, but our school, my site, has a master schedule for Google Meets because so many parents were complaining that they didn't know and they wanted to know. And that's fine. I completely understand that. So on this master list, you guessed it, I have TBD, which means to be determined. When we have our lessons, and we have a lesson every day. Every day there is a lesson. Every day we do not have a Google Meet. The days that I have to teach new material that I feel that I need to have my hands on, we have our Google Meets. Now, we meet almost every day. Almost every day. The four-day week, we met 3 of those 4 days. For this week coming up, I can kind of anticipate that it's going to be at least three days. I know that. So, but what I need for my students to be able to do, I need for them to be able to do whatever they need to do. Put an alert in their phone. Write it down themselves. Take notes. Mark it on a calendar. Whatever it is that they do, they need to do that so that I can have the freedom, the autonomy to decide, make decisions for my class that I feel is best for them. And it may be wrong. Everyone, you know, no one may agree, or everyone may agree, or maybe some of you may agree. But as a classroom teacher, as an educator, I don't see us as robots. And I cannot put myself on a schedule of every whatever. Now, I'm accessible. I am available every single day via Google Meet. If you need to see my face and we need to have a one-on-one or a small group, I'm available every single day during their class. And even outside of that time, I'm available. You can reach me through the modes that I have in place for them to reach me via email. They can Kinvolve me. They can even call my phone in my class. Not my cell phone, but they can call the school phone. But it was interesting to see how upset she got. Now, granted, she knew that the quiz was taking place. Her issue was that it wasn't written down on the slide, because apparently her child needs not only all the other supports, but he has to have it written down there and every other place as well. So I don't think she appreciated my redirecting her to help him nightly with going back and reviewing the videos of the Google Meets that we have, as well as reviewing the audio/video of the screencast lessons that they have when we're not having our Google Meets. So I don't think she appreciated that. The conversation ended kind of awkwardly. I don't want to say I stood my ground, but kind of sort of did. But I will make it, or I have made it, where she nor any other parent will be able to come back and complain about something like that. So it is a multimodal approach, but I tend to have almost an overkill approach. And that's just something that I learned from years of teaching, that if you make it so that there is no question, you will have no question about where things are, what you're doing. And that's just for my own peace of mind. I'm sure there's several of you out there who have learned that. If you haven't, you will. That the best way to have a good time, a good semester, a nice almost peaceful school year is to make it so that your parents don't have a lot of questions or comeback or negativity that they can throw your way. And there are other challenges. I mean, that was just the main thing with the parent and trying to make sure that you are meeting the needs of the students. And some of it is that, you know, you can do and do and do, and you can anticipate and you can try to plan in advance and ahead, and things still will not work. Technology will still fail you. Students will fail to turn in their work or participate or engage in the lesson. That's another challenge. There was one moment where I just kind of just did what I would do if we were face-to-face in the same room together. Ask the question, wait on the response, and wait and wait. And there was some dead air there until, you know, after many moments, someone did break down and they participated. And I said, guys, in order for this to work, we have to participate. We've got to follow our norms that we have set up, and we have them, that you have to be an active participant. And I don't want to be the teacher who has a checklist that checks off, okay, you said something, this child said something, oh, you participated. I don't want to do that, because that's not something that I do in class. I don't physically write down things like that, but I do keep a mental note. Now, granted, it is different with your little bubbles, your little windows open in front of you when you're doing your Google Meets to see, because it's hard to see from that vantage point, so that your mental notes can be making in your head. Well, my heart goes out to those of you out there still doing this. I'm learning along with you, especially those that I would consider to be veterans or at this because of your experience from first semester. I'm truly seeing this from a totally different perspective. It is not easy. It is not easy. And I'll say this many times over these episodes, these podcasts, is that you've got to make sure that you take care of yourself. You have to. You've got to take some time to give yourself a mental break, because it is exhausting. I find it just sitting at my desk, the number of hours that I sit at my desk, and I'm not a desk sitter. I am the teacher who walks around and who may miss an email because I'm not at my desk to see it pop up as soon as it shows up in my email. I mean, I've got my times to check my email, but here lately, sitting at my desk, I see all of them now. And it's constant, you know, responding. So take care of yourselves and stick to your schedule, which I've got to make sure that I'm doing that as well. So if you have, as always, if you have any questions, if there's anything you'd like to share, send me a message, record it. I will respond back, I promise.